Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Coughlin, and here's what's happening. The SEPTA board has adopted a budget that riders have feared, one that closes a $213 million deficit with a 45% cut in service and a 21.5% fare increase. Board Chair Ken Lorenz says it was a move none of the members wanted to make. SEPTA is now turning its attention to Harrisburg, waiting to see if the state legislature's final budget deal includes the increases Governor Shapiro proposed for mass transit. The state budget deadline is June 30th. SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer says if transit funding comes after that, it's not too late to reverse some or all of the cuts.
If funding comes late in the summer, depends on how late, how quickly we can turn things around. So I don't want to put a firm drop-dead date on it. I'll just say that earlier is better, later is not.
After the meeting, Sauer told reporters he was encouraged that some state funding deal could be reached, although he didn't know what that would look like. The Philadelphia School District would avoid federal prosecution for mismanaging asbestos in school buildings under a deal up for approval today by the school board. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
The agreement with the U.S. Justice Department would see the DOJ hold off prosecuting the Philly School District for failing to do timely asbestos inspections in schools. The district concedes it missed inspections between 2015 and 2023, but it says it's corrected that problem, and now under what's known as a deferred prosecution agreement with the DOJ, the district agrees to report its asbestos compliance status to a court. Victoria Fleming, who heads the district's Environmental Management Office, says the progress made includes posting all asbestos inspection reports on the district website.
Every school has a room-by-room log that details where asbestos is located and its condition at the most recent inspection.
Under the agreement, if the district complies for the next 5 years, DOJ will dismiss the matter. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
A man was shot and killed inside a 7-Eleven store in the Tacony section of the city. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports the suspect was taken into custody after getting into a standoff with police.
The shooting happened at the 7-Eleven at Torresdale Avenue and Distant Street. It was just after 7 in the morning when the victim, who neighbors say was a regular slot machine player in the store, was inside and got into an argument with another man. Chris Mullins lives nearby and says the victim's girlfriend says it all started when the shooter touched her inappropriately and her boyfriend tried to defend her. Police say during the fight, the suspect shot the man in the head and killed him.
You know, one thing led to another. You know, he shot him towards the back of the store.
Mullins says he then saw the shooter leave.
Because as he walked out of the store, he was putting a gun in his waistband. But he's walked out like nothing happened.
Police say the suspect went home a few blocks away and it turned into a barricade situation with the SWAT team responding. And within a few hours, the officers arrested the man without incident. In Tacony, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Philadelphia Water Department officially cut the ribbon today on a 3-year, $16 million makeover of the Flat Rock Dam on the Schuylkill River. KYW's City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the project restores fresh water flow to the Manayunk Canal.
This is my canal right here, and I'm so excited to see the water flowing through it.
John Morrell is part of the community that worked to make the canal as pleasant as possible when it was filled with stagnant water and lobbied for years to get it reconnected to the Schuylkill. John Carpenter of the Roxborough Mania Conservancy says it was all worth it.
It's a revelation. Having clean, fresh water flowing by, it just raises your spirits.
The 200-year-old canal was closed off from the river in the 1940s. Work on the new gate and refurbished lockhouse started in 2022 and was completed in April. Engineers have been testing to get just the right flow into the canal, and the Water Department's Kelly Anderson says improvements are already visible.
We've seen species of fish that we've never observed. We've seen gizzard shad, we've seen striped bass.
The project's chief engineer, Ian McCain, says it also improves drinking water quality.
This project will not only serve the residents here today, but for many generations to come.
At the Flat Rock Dam, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
It will soon cost you more to park on the street in Center City. The Philadelphia Parking Authority is raising meter rates from $3 to $4 per hour starting on July 1st. The perimeter is Arch Street to Locust Street and from 4th Street to 20th Street. The PPA says the increase is to help improve the availability of on-street parking, promote parking turnover, and alleviate congestion in one of Philadelphia's most heavily congested corridors. There will also be a $1 increase if you park in an area of Spring Garden to Bainbridge, Schuylkill River to the Delaware River. The rate there goes from $2.50 to $3.50 per hour starting on Tuesday. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Coughlin. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.